I am Dorothy Penix, and I am interviewing Martia Womble. This interview is being held at Mount Zion Baptist Church in Thornton, Arkansas, on November the 22nd, 2011. The audio recordings and transcript of this interview will be donated to the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History at the University of Arkansas. The recording, transcript, and any other related materials will be deposited and preserved forever in the Special Collections Department, University of Arkansas Libraries, Fayetteville. And the copyright will belong solely to the University of Arkansas. Would you please state your name and spell your name and indicate that you are willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio file and transcript available to others?
My name is Martia Womble, and it's spelled MartiaWomble. And I am willing to give the Pryor Center permission to make the audio, film, and transcript available to others.
Martia, this is going to be a very informal interview. I want you to share your memories of your involvement with the Extension Homemakers Program, the good times and the challenges. What has been your association with the Extension Homemakers Program? As a member or as a professional?
I've been associated with the Extension Homemakers Program as a member.
How did you learn about the Extension Homemakers Program?
I learned about the Extension Homemakers Program from neighbors and friends that had belonged to the local group.
How long have you been associated with the program?
I have been associated with the Extension Homemakers Program for more than 50 years.
What was the first club with which you were associated, and what year?
Well, I was associated with the Chambersville Homemakers Club in the mid-1950s, as Thornton did not have an active homemakers club at that time.
Are you presently a club member?
Oh,
if so, please give the name of the club, the county, and district.
Oh, yes. I've been continuously a member in the Thornton Extension Homemakers Club in Thornton, Arkansas, Calhoun County, Ouachita District for more than 50 years.
Do you have any special remembrances of that first meeting or that first club?
Well, the biggest special remembrance of that first meeting was that we met in the old Chambersville schoolhouse, and it was just like the students and teachers had left at the last day of their school year. And I took two of my children with me.
How many children did you have at that time?
Four. So it's been a long time.
Why did you join?
Why did I join? The biggest reason I joined the Extension Homemakers Club was that all my friends and neighbors were joining, and it seemed to be a very interesting program. The programs were good, and the workshops and hints for running of the home and being able to pass all of this on to other people that were unable to be members of the Homemakers Club.
Why have you continued your membership?
I have continued my membership in the Extension Homemakers Club because I have enjoyed the programs and work projects that we have had, and the making of things and the giving back to community, the educational things provided in the workshops to the local people.
How involved did you become? Please list the office, committee chairmanships, and special responsibilities you held.
Well, I became very involved in the local, county, and state clubs. I was vice chairman of the local club, and then I got to be president of the local club. And later, I became the Southwest District Director in 2001 to 2003. I was state vice president, but had to give up that office when my husband became ill. One of my committee chairmanships, I had a workshop making a door hanging that looked like a scarecrow, made of blue jean scraps, and put them together with glue. I ended up with many more in the class than had signed up for it as the hour wore on. It seemed that people heard about what I was making and they showed up for the class to make one too. I also had workshops on knitting sweaters and throws, and I've helped on community service projects.
Have you attended state council meetings? If so, what year did you attend your first one, and do you have special remembrances of that event?
I have attended many state council meetings, and the first one was too long ago for me to remember just when it was. We made plans for the yearly state meeting. I remember having a sewing workshop, and everyone brought their own portable sewing machine to the state meeting. Another state workshop I had was about cooking. We always made plans that any and everyone would be interested in and could do.
How has Extension Homemakers touched your life?
Extension Homemakers has touched my life in that I was able to serve their organization as an officer, and being able to use my ability to sew, to make things, cooking suggestions, and other ways to help each club member, and we exchanged ideas.
What has been your favorite event or activity?
It would be hard for me to pick any one thing as my favorite event or activity, but I do remember being leader, and I don't even remember what the subject was, and we did a big decorating of the speaker's platform and enjoyed seeing how well the women had fun and laughs about the decorations. I enjoyed being with other women and hearing their ideas.
What has been your least favorite event or activity?
My least favorite event was cleaning up the messes after we had had a workshop or demonstration.
What changes have you experienced in the Extension Homemakers organization?
The changes that I have noticed most in the Extension Homemakers organization is that more planning and teaching is left to the local members of the club with less supervision. We are given literature, or we have to get our own literature out of different programs and research it. Programs, and sometimes the material is not even in the local office. After we have planned to use a certain topic, what didn't show up the other day.
Has Extension Homemakers taught you anything about people?
Being in Extension Homemakers Club has taught me about the people is how to get along with them without making them mad, and sometimes their ideas are better than the one printed, and to help them get along in club work and help them with the house and home activities and the community too.
Any other memories, experiences, or thoughts that you would like to share?
Oh, other memories and experiences. Especially this one, the thought that I would like to share and even brag about. I received the Calhoun County Homemaker of the Year in 1992. I received the Southwest District Homemaker of the Year in 1992. How much I enjoyed making the pillows with ruffles, making vests, making Christmas decorations, several different kinds of woven baskets, of making quilts, piecing them together, and then sewing the quilt in the quilts. And most of all was the socializing with the other women.
Thank you for all your contributions to Extension Homemakers and for sharing your time and memories with us.